Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Get ready.
But what if Daniel Jones becomes a Jet and they start winning in a manner Aaron Rodgers did not?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Doncic over top. Oh, my. Steph from midcourt. Oh!
Earlier on the show, Bills tackle Deion Dawkins, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Coming up, actor Michael Fassbender. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Very excited to get Michael Fassbender back on the show. I loved him in The Agency on Paramount Plus. Great.
Right? That show is sick.
Friggin' show. What a great show that
great
is.
Show.
He's got a new film that Steven Soderbergh directed called Black Bag Focus Features. It's going to be available in theaters nationwide next week. It's one of those movies that they just don't make much of anymore. It's 90 minutes long. It's a great cast. It's a fun, you know, story. And it's a, you know, great director, and it just goes like 2 seconds flat, and it's just it's good stuff. Him and Cate Blanchett, and it's in theaters next week. So he's going to be joining us in less than 20 minutes' time now. Very good. We had a great chat with Tom Pelissero last hour. I mean, we asked him about free agency, and he just went soup to nuts. And you have to check that out later on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or on the re-air of this show on the Roku Sports channel, the Rich Eisen Show Fast channel, where I asked him about what does he think the first domino is going to drop. And he just went on about the quarterback market, the wide receiver market, mm-hmm. and the edge market. And I guess he said DK is going to be the first one up.
Interesting.
Because if you don't mind putting up the wide receiver board that we have of all the available wide receivers, either free agents or via trade.
There's some good cats on this list, man.
Well, I mean, DK is the young buck, and along with Marquise Brown. You know, that's it. And then you've got a Super Bowl champ. Two Super Bowl champions there with Kupp and Godwin. And Kupp is a Super Bowl MVP and a Triple Crown winner of the 2021 season, where he was the offensive player of the year. Sorry?
Bunch of all pros on that list.
I mean, Davante Adams is going to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, Keenan Allen's got a Hall of Fame resume, and he's sitting out there.
Still one of the best route runners in the league, Keenan Allen.
Steph Diggs was balling until he got hurt last year.
Yeah.
That is correct. And so DK is the one, though. But DK is the one that's going to say, I want $28 million when it's all said and done per year.
Probably more.
And that's part of the reason why Seattle is saying, vaya con Dios, because we're going to run the ball here. We're going to play defense. And clearly, you know, we do need wide receivers, but not to the tune of $28 million. We're going to pay our left tackle that. We'll pay our, you know, running back a certain amount of money, or running backs. I guess DK is now considered expendable. And that's the end of that. Then who's gonna take him? What do you want to go to your Patriots? Because your Patriots have nine figures in cap space.
The most, 125
they can pay
million
him.
Reported, yes.
And if you want Drake May to succeed sooner rather than later, and I say that's the plan, mm-hmm. that's the guy. That's a guy that you can get.
Do you want to pay Seattle's asking price?
No.
Which reportedly is a first and a third.
No.
That seems insane.
The answer
to
that
me.
Is that ain't happening.
I don't think anybody's.
Well, certainly not fourth overall pick.
Definitely not. now a third and a fifth this year, and maybe something next year.
The whole thing is just like these guys who say I want out. What are you going to say? You're still here? Like again, you know, I know it worked out for Dalton Connect and the Lakers, but this is a different story. Like you want out. We say go for it. We're fine letting you out, but now you stay. That's the whole thing with Myles Garrett. It's just like at some point. Listen, the Browns have every right to keep him. The Browns have every right to do what they're doing right now. He is under contract. They don't want to trade him. He is the best in the business, certainly at you know, one of the best in the business. Pardon me. I don't want to upset certain people out there. And what do they just expect? Sit there, watch what we do, and then you'll just come around. You know what I mean? Like and you won't discount us because you wanted to have a man-to-man chat with the owner who basically said you already had a bite at that apple. I'm out of this. Speak to the general manager. When you know the in the same way that the GM of the Mavericks had to go to the owner and say we're going to trade Luka, okay? The owner had to say yes or no. What's going to happen? If they get the Godfather offer for Miles that Andrew Berry just picks up on and hears, what, he's not going to go to Jimmy Haslam and say this is what we're doing? Which is why you go to Jimmy Haslam for the first place. I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy.
And Rich, thinking he's going to change his mind, right? You know how many countless hours he's had that combo in his head
before
he went to his people to say, let's do this? So it's already been playing in his head. How are you going to change it at that point?
Guy's done everything for Cleveland. Won awards, won playoff games.
But that's why the Browns don't want to trade him. Why are they going to trade him? Why would they do that?
Yeah, but they got to look at it like, you guys know I love DeMarcus Ware, right? But there was a time on the Cowboys where I put this on Twitter. I hope he leaves because I like him so much. I want to see him have a chance to win. Yeah. And he luckily did. He went to Denver. He won the Super Bowl. You know, at some point, even the hardest Cleveland fan has to be like, okay.
We'll see if what public sentiment, if that matters at all. Because public sentiment initially when he said I want out was sympathetic. And then he went to the Super Bowl and came on our show and ESPN. And then public sentiment turned against him. Right. And now you're hearing public sentiment out of Cleveland right now is like the owner wouldn't even meet with him. Like they just get what you can for him. He doesn't want to be here.
He gave you everything he had.
What you can, and what you can get is a ton, and start from scratch. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So what's more likely Friday? Hit it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody good?
Okay, Jim.
Great to see you, man. You good?
Yeah, good.
Hey, Chris.
You're coughing. I'm just worried about you.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
You good? All right. You know, there's a bucket next to you if you need.
Just be careful. We'll get Orlovsky on. Hey, guys. Everybody good? Great. What's more likely? Hey, how about the wide receiver to get their wish first? Who's more likely? DK Metcalf gets traded or Jamar Chase gets his new contract?
Ooh. Oh, I'll go DK Metcalf gets traded before Jamar Chase gets his new contract.
What are the Bengals doing? Can you explain any of that to me?
I don't.
Chris, short arms and deep pockets, like I said the other day.
They tried to sign Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson says that's a little too light. And they're like, okay. But you heard what Mayock said a couple of weeks ago. Mayock's like, they're going to try to sign all three of them. But if they only can sign two of them, they're going to sign the two wideouts for the quarterback.
And they don't even want to pay T. Higgins. It's like a reluctant franchise tag.
Well, how do you know? Is there like a certain font that you have to use on the franchise tag when somebody reads it goes, oh, they're reluctant.
Feels like it.
I had no idea that you could read somebody's mood into a franchise tag.
If they wanted to pay him by now, they would have.
That said, DK gets traded before Jamar gets a new contract.
Mm. Robin, do they use Arial Black for that? Particular
Comic Sans.
Comic Sans is Ohio.
That's an Ohio font. Yeah.
I want some sans serif in there.
Yeah. All right. More likely defensive end.
Are you looking up fonts now? I mean, is that what you're doing?
I just remember those off the top of my head.
Well, Wingdings was Curry the one when you were a kid, right?
Okay, stop. Move on. .com.
Times New Roman.
More likely defensive end to get traded first, Myles Garrett or Trey Hendrickson?
Trey Hendrickson. This Myles Garrett thing is going to go on a while. Sit back. Make a pot of coffee.
Like through the summer.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
It's going to get messier than the Carrington divorce.
What? Because they clearly think that we've got a plan and Myles is going to have to sit back and watch it and he'll come around. Beauty and the Browns.
Beauty and the Browns.
That's what it is.
Where's Angela Lansbury? Can she facilitate this immediately?
Like, can we get a singing candle?
That's what they made. The grandfather clock.
That's what it is. It's Beauty and the Browns. That they're just going to... They're going to be, you know, at the top of the castle doing their business, and down, you know, in the basement is somebody who's held captive, and they're going to go about their business. And at some point, Myles might go, be the head nod part. Right now, he's the Alonzo Gif shaking his head, and at some point, they'll hope. I see it. I guess that's their plan. And then comes training camp, and Garrett won't be there. And then comes. Well, first of all, he won't be at the off-season workout or all that sort of business. I don't know. Or things can change. I have no idea. But Trey Hendrickson getting traded first is... They already told him, go seek a trade. And the Browns have taken the opposite approach. So I'll take the one where they've already said, hey, seek your trade partner.
Not a good idea.
Oh, as opposed to, I've got a closed-door policy.
None of it is a good idea. Guys, the more likely...
Come on over. The door's closed.
come on in. Oh, wait,
I don't know why you found that funny. That's what they have, a closed-door policy.
Come and knock on our door.
Is that a thing in corporate America?
Closed-door policy?
Closed-door policies?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Go to Berea, Ohio. They're putting it to practice right now.
The more likely NFC star to get a new deal first, Brock Purdy or Micah Parsons?
I'll go Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Come on.
Yeah, we know how Unk does.
What do you think?
They're dug in. I don't think that's happening anytime soon, no?
Come on, man.
Cowboys have cleared all this cap space. Jerry hasn't been talking. Deals are getting done.
Well, there's two things.
World.
We all know that the Cowboys take their sweet time.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe not.
So I'll go with the team that hasn't had a track record of taking their sweet time. The thing that I'm kind of taken aback by is you have referred to Brock Purdy as an NFC star.
Yeah, but you don't want him to get his money. I don't understand. You're counting his money.
Suddenly he's an NFC star.
It is not personal with Brock Purdy.
I don't know, man. Personal.
He's a star. He's a star player.
Well, he's a quarterback in the NFL. That makes you a star.
Okay.
He's a big shining star.
Okay. Quarterback in the NFL.
Is he from Torrance?
So Cooper Rush is by that trade, Cooper Rush is an NFC star as well.
Hey, he's got a nice record, guys. He's got a great record.
He's an NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Star.
And he has a star in his helmet.
The business we've chosen.
Stars.
Sorry, Jay, I stepped on
Eddie
that.
From Torrance.
It's right. Okay.
Nobody
ever steps on Hyman Roth.
You better not.
Except the Cuban government.
Yeah.
As it folds on New Year's Eve. Okay. What else?
52 years old.
50-year movie references.
By the way,
I love it.
By the way, a great Godfather 2 reference.
Of course.
Not just a good one.
I'm not disputing it.
I just gave you great...
Not disputing that.
Next level Godfather 2 reference.
That's a great name, too. Hyman Roth.
I wish I had some Cuban products for the weekend.
Okay.
More likely to be the higher total. Sam Darnold's contract value in millions or Dodgers wins this year.
Ooh. So Dodgers going to win about 90.
Hello.
No. It's the Dodgers. Like, so you're saying this
Sam Darnold signed
for a nine figure
deal? Does he get $100 million? Yeah. Does he get $100 million contract?
Great question. great question.
Hello.
I'll say yeah. I'll say that. I'll say that is he will get a $100 million contract. Cool.
So does he get 105? Does he get 110?
Oh, so you're. I'll take the Dodgers have more of a win total.
Really?
Well, why not? Why not?
Then all this arguing, the three of us have been doing this for naught. Because if they win 110, then none of us have a chance.
What do you think?
They're gonna go 110 and 52.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? You know they're going to pick up somebody at the trade deadline. That you'll be like, really?
Yeah, and pay him in the year 3,000.
That's
like
right,
Andre.
Exactly. That's what it'll be. Yeah.
In the year 3,000. Right.
Yeah, 3,000. Rookie 3,000. That's who they're.
I hate them. I hate you, Philly.
It's happening.
That's not very nice.
Well, plus, you know, the wind at their sail of Mike Del Tufo bandwagon jumping.
They know they got a show improved.
When
now.
Are we going to get a Dodger
fan? He got
fan
welcomed and, again yesterday.
When are we going to get?
I know. Nick Thune was like, just come on in.
Well, Nick Thune's too nice a guy.
He is very nice. I'm waiting for the one that says, no, you're not welcome.
I can't wait.
I can't believe the Black Cap'n Crunch let him in.
Be careful. You're not allowed to call him that. Listen,
it's okay. Larry I'll give David, you permission.
Maybe she's going to get Larry
it's
David
fine.
In here because Larry David, once upon a time, called Mike. He was stupid.
That's true.
I have that somewhere.
He said, "You're stupid, Mike," because when he said that Mike thinks that you can sit up in the front seat with an Uber driver, and he called him stupid. So we need an LD to come in here to tell Mike he's stupid again.
Yes, stupid Mike.
LD might be the only person because you guys at home might not know this. Everybody loves Del Tufo when they come in.
Like, I understand that.
Except for us in this room right now.
Two more real quick.
Yes.
Two more real quick. Is it more likely the Bills give James Cook $15 million a year or the Lakers make the finals?
I think the Lakers make the finals.
Oh, my God, no.
They're not going to give James Cook his money, really?
Dude. You see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Seriously.
Am I going to have to accept this fact,
What's more likely, that there's going to be another new threshold set at the running back position? I understand that Saquon got $20 million, and that's a new threshold there, but giving James Cook $15 million is a significant amount of money from a Bills team that doesn't even give him, you know, third down run every now and then. There's a third down back in Buffalo. They treat him like he's a two down back. So they're going to give a two down back $15 million a year, Khalil Shakir money. So I think it's more likely that the Lakers make the NBA finals, and I think you do too. You just want to hear me say James Cook so you could sleep better tonight.
Yes, correct.
What else?
Last one.
Okay.
As we mentioned, Steph Curry. Throwback.
Steph Curry.
He's really tapped into it. I love it.
Yes.
More likely to be the higher number. Steph Curry made threes last night. He hit seven. Or Shador's draft slot.
Oh, man. I'll go Shador's draft slot.
So you think he goes
higher
after seven?
Quarterbacks get pushed. Oh.
No, I mean higher number. So he goes nine, 10, like that.
The higher number. Yeah, I see. Yeah, higher number. Oh, Steph threes. I think he goes in the first six picks of the draft.
You do?
Yes, I do. Okay. I don't think he gets past the Raiders. So I'm just glad Steph made that 38 footer so Shador would be safe in this conversation.
Perfect number.
All right. Well done. Well done with the that's what's more likely. Right here, but let's take a break. So we're on time for Michael Fassbender. Could not be more excited to have one of the stars of Black Bag and The Agency back here on the Rich Eisen Show when we come back. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, our radio audience is about 2 minutes away, and that's when we'll bring in Michael Fassbender again. The film Black Bag, everyone should go see it next week, next Friday, March 14th, in theaters nationwide. Steven Soderbergh directs, which means you had me at hello. Mm-hmm. When did we was was it 12 years ago when we were doing our pod and we had Soderberg as the official Rich Eisen podcast, as it was known at the time?
It might have been 2012. It might have been 13 years ago now.
He was the official Super Bowl television critic, right? Like, he critiqued the Super Bowl broadcast.
Everything about it, right? The commercials, halftime show, all of it.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. And
very,
hilarious as well.
Fun.
He came up with, he was the one who came up with the idea of there should be an Olympics where everybody's doping.
Like steroid Olympics.
Right. There's no testing. Take whatever you want, bring it, you know, have as trapezoidal a head as you can and see what happens with the human body that's on full steroids. And if I'm not mistaken, is somebody attempting that now? Didn't you read that?
Oh, is that a thing now? Yeah, maybe. Let's see, steroid.
I know that
one.
Just
the way he thinks.
One year, I thought Adrian Peterson should be allowed to just dope up, just to see what would happen at that peak of a performance.
It's called the Enhanced Games.
Are you serious? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
That is just. It's kind of like, again, the movie Network, which was all, again, something you need to see. I understand it's from before you were born, Chris, so you don't, you know, you don't think it's real pop culture, or it is so far in advance, and it was total satire, and literally everything about it has come true from 1976. Mm-hmm. And Soderberg saying, you know what we should do? We should have an Olympic Games where everybody's doping, and now there is.
What could go wrong?
Somebody's
arm comes off on a shot put. All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Back here on the program, he zoomed in a little bit over a year ago, and he's one of my favorites. And I'm not just saying that because he's listening to me introduce him in advance of Black Bag, the new Steven Soderbergh movie with him and Cate Blanchett and Pierce Brosnan, just to name a few, that's available in theaters near you next Friday, March 14th. One of the stars of one of my favorite shows as well, The Agency, Michael Fassbender, is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Michael. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Where have I found you? Are you in your home? Are you in a spot? Where have I found you, Michael?
I'm in a hotel room in New York.
Ah, okay. And are we premiering? Is this a premiere night or something like that? Or what is this the premiere?
Tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow night's the premiere.
Fantastic.
Yeah, here in New York.
Well, I'm looking forward to so many people seeing this movie, Michael, because you know it's just a great sort of pop culture, fun, fast moving, makes you think film that that just is as great as Steven Soderbergh has been, and it's a lot of fun. I'm wondering what you thought of it, Michael.
Yeah, I think, you know, Steven's definitely made a movie. It's very much a movie, and I think, you know, best seen at the theaters for sure. I worked with him 15 years ago now on a film called Haywire.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, you know, he's a very unique filmmaker. He's got such a knowledge of how to run a film, how to work a film, all the different departments. I mean, he's the DP, he operates the camera, obviously he's the director, and then he edits as well. So he's a pretty extraordinary person.
So have you had the experience where you shoot a scene and by the end of the night he's editing it together in his car ride home and it's in your email box and you can see what you just shot fully formed, fully everything? Michael, have you had that experience with him?
He doesn't really share that like on a daily basis, but I remember when we shot Haywire, we were shooting in Dublin, and everything that we shot in that 2 weeks, by the time we'd wrapped in Dublin, he had it on a screen for, you know, the sort of wrap party in Dublin for the whole crew to watch. And I'd sort of been around in his hotel room after we'd shot, and you just see him sort of working away on his laptop. He's just very unique in that respect. And the script was also, you know, just from the get-go when I got it, you know, with very intelligent writing and funny, and it just sort of moved very fast. So I knew the sort of, you know, between David's script and Steven behind the camera, that it was going to be something special, and thankfully it worked out that way.
Well, this film and obviously the agency, you're kind of, it's somewhat similar in the fact that you play a spy where we're wondering if you're true to your craft or the love in your life, Michael. Seems like there's a little bit of similarity here, right?
Very much so. It was sort of just one of those things where both projects came to me in the same week. Wanted the opportunity to do both, and it worked out that I could. So I've kind of, been sort of delving into the spy world quite a lot in the last year. It's frightening, actually, to think of doing a job like that. I would be a terrible spy in reality.
Why is that? Why?
Just the sacrifice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In terms of actually having relationships in your life, which makes this sort of film, Black Bag, interesting, because there is that relationship at the core of it. It's sort of about marriage and what to tell your significant other and what you should keep to yourself. And they have that bond, Cate Blanchett plays my wife. And the question is in the film, where do your loyalties lie with your country or your spouse?
Yeah. And James Bond back in the day is in this film as well, in Pierce Brosnan. Not too bad.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Handsome man. And very nice.
Is he
very
really?
Nice man?
Is that the case?
Yeah.
All right.
That is the case. And fun to have, an ex-Bond in the film. I think, Stephen really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and you got in terms of the agency as well. Richard Gere in any Brilliant. Any scene that you and he are in together. Jeffrey Wright, who's been a guest of this show multiple times in studio, the scenes just crackle when you guys are on the screen together. I imagine, is that the first time you ever worked with Richard Gere, Michael?
Yes, and it was funny because when I was doing scenes with Richard Gere, I internally was going, I'm doing a scene with Richard Gere. Keep it together. it was quite surreal. I've been a big fan for a long time. And he's a movie star. You can see that immediately when he comes on screen. Very special. And Jeffrey got on great with him. He's just wonderful to work with and a huge football fan, as I'm sure you guys are aware.
Yes, indeed. And his team actually, yes, he did. And his team did very well. And he couldn't have been, he was over the moon about his team.
I know. We talked about the Commanders pretty much every day. And so when we sort of broke, I was following them, because of Jeffrey. I was like, wow, they're doing really well. And they kind of went almost all the way.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Michael, last time you were on, we had a fun segment with you called Celebrity True or False, where we asked you so much of your career, what was true and what was not. And your career is so vast, we have a whole new batch of these for you right now. Okay, here we go. Celebrity True or False with Michael Fassbender, a Black Bag in theaters near you next Friday, March 14th. Hit it.
Celebrity, true or false?
You can't handle the truth.
All right, the questions are different, but the production value to lead us off is the same. Michael, right there. We haven't changed our open.
Yeah, why change something that works?
Thank you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. First up, true or false, Michael, you've been known to read a script up to 300 times before you film it. Is that true?
True. Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a slow learner. I'm not very smart.
And I thought, you're just committed to your craft. You really have to learn your character. No, huh? You're slow learner.
Necessity. Yeah. It's just something I've always done. In a kind of way, just by the repetition of it, things just start to ferment and distill. And I just always want the sort of the lines to be sort of rotten back there somewhere. So I don't even, I never have to think about them. I don't have to worry what scene's coming up on what day. I'm just, ready for it.
Is there a script that was so, complex or deep that on your 250th reading of it, you were actually picking up new stuff? Anything like that in your career? Michael?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the toughest one was Steve Jobs, because that was close to 200 pages. So at any one time, I had sort of 60 pages in here. I kind of broke it up into the three acts. So I learned the first, 60 pages. We shot that, the next 60 pages. And and then sort of the final act. And doing the agency was tricky because, you know, it's sort of 10 episodes as opposed to just, you know, an hour and a half or whatever film might be. So, and it was kind of impossible for me to learn all 10 going in. So I was sort of working, you know, episodically through the, learn the first two. And then when we're shooting the first two, I'm learning 3 and 4 and so forth.
Man, so you would be doing this even for television then? Not, this is not just film. This is your process.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That's impressive. Next up, Michael, true or false, to prepare for Band of Brothers, speaking of a television program that you did, you and your fellow actors went through a 10-day boot camp where you were called by your actual characters' names, not your own. Is that true?
That is true.
Where?
Yeah.
Where did that happen?
Just outside London. Where were we? It was a sort of old sort of, it's a training area that the British Army use. But we had all, you know, equipment from, you know, 1942. So we were, you know, we had, you know, we stayed out, sort of did overnight sort of camps.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, there's Tom Hardy as well.
Yes, indeed.
Look how young I am there. Whoa.
And it was a lot of fun. You know, that is the fun thing about being an actor. You get to kind of dip your toe in and sort of experience something quite intensely without having to really do it. But yeah, we all went off. There was a core group of us that sort of went on that 10-day boot camp.
Is there somebody who crapped out of it? Let's be honest. Somebody crapped out of it, Michael?
I don't know. I think maybe, you know, we had to do runs, you know, where you go on the sort of, you know, yeah. I don't know how many mile runs, and maybe a couple of people sort of peeled off. But I remember my worry was always like, you know, I must make sure I go to the toilet before we go out and do these sort of maneuvers all day. Because otherwise, you know, you're grabbing a tree and trying to sort of, you know, take...
You caught me with that one, Michael. I'm not gonna lie. You caught me.
That's quite an image. We didn't need to see that or imagine
it. No, it's a different Band of Brothers right there. I would agree. It's a different one. All right. Next up, true or false, Michael Fassbender, you drew inspiration for your android character, David, in Prometheus from David Bowie and the Olympic diver Greg Louganis. Is that true?
That is true. Yes.
All right. Walk me through that process.
Okay. I always remember Greg Louganis from when I was a kid watching the Olympics.
Right.
Just by the way he walked. I found it quite unusual.
Okay.
And so that always stuck with me. And I thought there was something quite neutral about his sort of physique. And so I took that sort of, you know, physicality. And then there was something, you know, androgynous about David Bowie, which I thought would lend quite nicely to the character of David. And so the film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, watched that, and there was elements of the character there. And then Dirk Bogarde from The Servant. That was one of the sort of the films that Ridley told me to watch. So it was a sort of combination of all those things. And then, of course... Peter O'Toole and Lawrence of Arabia, that the sort of character himself sort of, you know, models himself on.
And that was part of the process right there. Okay. So you just were watching Olympic diving as a kid and had no idea that this was going to stick in your head for a character that you're creating?
I know, it's weird, the things that, it's weird, the sort of the recall that, you know, that happens, you know, why he sort of, you know, why it stuck in my head and came back for this character.
Okay. I guess it's better than Eddie the Eagle, right? That British ski jumper who just kept on flopping, you know?
What an incredible story. I mean, that guy was so brave.
He was.
I mean, to go down those ramps.
That's right. You know,
unbelievable.
Could have been the agony of defeat, if you never know that. I've got two more for you, Michael Fassbender. You mentioned Haywire before. That's the last time you worked with Steven Soderbergh before, again, Black Bag, which is in theaters next Friday, March 14th. During the hotel brawl in that film Haywire, Gina Carano was not supposed to hit you at all with a vase, but she got so caught up in the moment, she actually smashed you in the face with it. Is that a true story from this film?
That is false, because I don't think I would probably still be knocked out.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. Thank God is right. That was like a pretty intense scene. And I remember Like one of the guys that was training us, special forces character, was like asking him to, asking Gina to kick him. And he kept like egging her on, and then she kicked him. And I think he had like a dead leg for about 2 or 3 days.
From special forces? She dead legged a special forces guy?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was powerful. That's for sure.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember this scene. Okay. So she did not smash you in the face with a vase. That did not happen.
Oh, the vase does hit me in the head, but it's a breakaway glass.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Very good. Yeah, thank goodness gracious. All right. All right. That's, we can't mess with the moneymaker. All right. Last one. Is it true, Michael Fassbender, or false, that you were considered for the role of Kylo Ren in Star Wars, The Force Awakens, before the role went to Adam Driver? Is that true?
That is not true. But I wish.
Yeah, you would have been in a, you're open to the Star Wars universe, is what you're saying?
I would have liked to have played that part, yeah. But they never came to me for it.
That's not true then. Okay. What about in your career as well, in the X-Men universe as well? Do you still have the Magneto helmet somewhere? Does that exist somewhere for you?
That's so weird. I was just talking to somebody about that. I should have stolen at least one helmet. I don't have any of the helmets, which is like so stupid of me, because you know, if times get hard, at least I could sell the helmet. Excuse the pun, but it's a sort of I don't have any of them. I'm so stupid. I should have swiped one at least.
No, huh? You should have, you know. Okay. What do you have from any of your films? Do you have anything? Do you keep anything? Anything from your
history? I do. I did a film called Frank where I wore this big head throughout the sort of film, really. There's only one scene where sort of my face is revealed. Yeah. And I did take that head.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to go anywhere on the open market, Michael. I'll be honest with you. The Frank head, you know, you should have taken the Magneto. You should have done it.
It's definitely a niche audience, you know. Frank
head. There's no Frank Con? Is that what you're saying? There's nothing like that?
No, but there is a dedicated following out there. They're just not as big as the X-Men.
Go figure that. What a pleasure to chat with you again, Michael. Again, we're big fans here on the program. The agency is awesome. When is season 2? When do you go back to work for that, Michael?
We start shooting again end of April.
Oh, so that's right around the corner. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So enjoy this time. Can't wait for everybody to see Black Bag. Thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Michael Fassbender back here on The Rich Eisen Show. Black Bag.
Amazing.
In theaters near you next March 14th. It was a lot of fun.
Do you change that saying, does a Fassbender bleep in the woods?
Oh, no. My God. Instead of a bear. I've never heard of that phrase before.
He's cracking up. He
laughed so hard. I was laughing at him laughing at that.
Was that the original name of the Jungle Book? I didn't know. If you
a Fassbender poops in the woods, you know.
Yeah, you got to get the leverage off the tree, you know.
Okay.
So you don't fall back into.
I didn't know there was a plan.
Yeah. With the spotting position. So I've been told.
Talked it out.
Got them good knees.
Thanks again, Michael. There we go, Michael Fassbender. We needed that extra information. I just thought it would just, you know, be out of necessity. I know there was a whole strategy.
Because you think about it, you fall into it or something.
Oh, my God.
I love that guy, man.
He's cool. What's not to love? This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, our mission is to help members of the military, veterans, and their families achieve their financial goals. That's why we offer great savings and investing options like our certificates. Certificates come with sky-high rates, and some even have the flexibility to add money anytime during your term. Whether you're saving for a home, a new car, or your future, our options could help you get there. And certificates are just the beginning. Navy Federal also provides financial advisors to help you manage your investment portfolio, along with online tools to guide your savings plan. With our support, you'll have everything you need to take charge of your finances. So don't wait. The sooner you start building your financial future with Navy Federal's savings and investing options, the better off you could be in the long run. Sign up at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? One of my favorite guests, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting right here.
I think you are.
I am.
What are you on, steroids or something?
I am actually on steroids, Bryan Cranston. Last Flag Flying in select theaters now.
We're going to have to disqualify this show because of your steroid use.
You know what? I thought about that before taking that steroid.
Now, wouldn't it be disheartening if you took the steroid and you had the best show ever? Then you'd go, oh my God. Oh, I have to take more steroids. How can you go off the steroid?
I guess that is the conundrum.
Ooh,
that every
good thing that it wasn't a great show. So good for you.
Actually, it's been a great show so far. Since you and I last spoke here on this show, your Dodgers went to the World Series.
There was that five-hour game that went in. That was insane.
It was insane. I am proud to say, I stuck around to extra innings for that night. It was because I did see some people in this town, people that you would know, people that we have all seen on television.
Call them out.
I can't do it.
Do it.
I can't.
You're on steroids. What the hell do you care?
I do have that as a fallback position, do I not? But I would never do that to you.
It is. Your Honor, I was on steroids at the time when I made that comment.
When somebody from Arrested Development got up.
Yes.
But,
Jason Bateman.
No,
you've been had. In your face, Jason.
There's a lot of people.
I'm disappointed, Jason.
Will Arnett.
Wow. But it wasn't.
Better Call Saul now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're getting to the part.
We're getting there.
Where it moves. We're moving slowly.
We're moving.
Like Tortuga. We're moving that slowly, okay? But we're getting to the part where Walter White could show up. Are we seeing Walter White anytime soon?
Well, I'll tell you this as an exclusive on the Rich Eisen show.
Nice putting the bug.
Well,
No. Without the mug.
There it is. There's the exclusive.
It just amazes me seeing in Better Call Saul the number of characters whose demise eventually is met because of your character.
Me?
I know exactly. It is remarkable how each and every one of them eventually has to be undone.
I unfortunately have that association. If I spend any amount of time with someone, they end up dying surprisingly. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest you get life insurance. you want to protect your family.
Yeah, everything you do that. Okay.
Sorry.
Love this guy. Happy birthday to Bryan Cranston today. All of Bryan Cranston's appearances, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show on our channel. Susie just texted in the middle of that commercial break, just two words with an exclamation point. Michael Fassbender, exclamation point. He made us use literally and figuratively the dump button. Right?
Yeah. Correct.
Oh my God, what a delight. That was so much fun.
So fun.
And all of Soderbergh's movies, they're just must see.
Go watch that movie, go watch The Agency.
The Agency is great.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
It is.
I hear you guys talk about it all the time.
Slow burn, but halfway through it picks up and you're like, whoa.
I don't blame him for saying this is Richard Gere, because every single time Richard Gere was on the screen, I miss that guy. I miss seeing him
Cool seeing him.
In it. in anything. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, the Hyundai Getaway sales event that's going on right now. You need to check it out right now and get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. It's a perfect time for you to do that because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. If you don't think you can get away with all that, think again. Don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway sales event that's going on right now needs your immediate attention. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Gabe in El Paso, Texas, has been hanging on for an hour and a half. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, what's going on, Rich? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
It's been a long time. Yes, sir. Let me work backwards here. I just want to give you a shout-out to fellow UTEP alum Jordan Palmer picks up.
Hey, fantastic.
And
by the way, that yes, sir, was a very Vern Lundquist.
It was Vern. Like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So what's on your mind, Gabe?
Yes, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my Packers. Of course, seems like I always do that whenever I call in. And you know what? If he's listening, if he watches the show, I just want to talk to Davante Adams, and I just want to say, come home, sir. Come on back to Green Bay.
Man, it would be great.
I think he would be, oh, my gosh, with Watson, Dobbs, Reed. I just saw that they tendered Bo Melton. That would be awesome. My goodness.
I don't know what – thanks for the call, Gabe. Obviously, he wants to win a Super Bowl, right? That's the only – what else is missing world, right?
That's it.
He's a Hall of Famer, right? I don't think we're arguing on this front.
No.
Okay, thank you. And where can he win the championship? That's the question. Where can he go to win the championship?
The guy who was here
Kansas
in the first,
City.
The guy who was here in the first hour might want him.
Buffalo. That was the number one destination I had on my power rankings.
It's a good spot.
Kansas City 2, Chargers 3, and Packers are there too. Does he want to go back to Wisconsin? And I say that because you know he went to Vegas because he wanted to be closer to the West Coast. Then he goes to Rodgers and gave that one a whirl, and then found out what it's like to put your lot in the Jets world, which I know Aaron Glenn is hoping to change, the latest to attempt it. What else? Pittsburgh would be in a pretty good spot if you want to try the West Coast, Rams, Chargers, man. Rams, Chargers. You want to try 49ers? Give that one a whirl?
That's not bad.
That's not a bad one, too.
That's not bad.
The Jim Jackson Show with Spike Lee. Got to check it out. Spike came in yesterday. He's going to the Clipper game with the Knicks tonight. He was at the Lakers-Knicks last night. And he was just talking about so much with Jim, especially this one leaps out at us. We cut this one. It's 2.5 minutes long. It's awesome. He was telling Jim about putting together He Got Game and who he was eyeing for the role of Jesus Shuttlesworth first, before Ray Allen. Check it out.
So I made the list. And asked Kobe. He said he was glad that I thought of him, but summertime he's working.
Mm-hmm.
Because the role, really, you had to give your whole summer.
Yeah.
And you, at the whole 8 months, you need to, you know, refurbish your body. So I made a list. AI, he didn't want to audition. He just wanted to part.
He just wanted to part, right?
Yep. I was thinking about rehearsal. Rehearsal.
He's stupid, man. He's stupid.
And made, you know, several other people. Ray Allen auditioned. And I said, Ray, we're gonna have to rehearse, practice. You know, we go got him an acting coach. And he was committed. The day we wrapped, he went to camp the next day.
No, he didn't. That's how long it was through that summer.
The next day. Milwaukee Bucks. George Karl was the coach. In the end of the movie, the father-son showdown.
Mm-hmm.
In the script, Ray Allen's pulls a win 11-0. In the script. Now, Denzel played, Denzel played junior varsity. You know his coaches, right?
Who?
P.J. Chrisimo. Oh,
P.J., that's right. P.J.
That was Denzel's JV coach.
What? Right.
So he was like, Spike, I don't care the script. In the script, Ray's supposed to win. G's supposed to beat his father, Jake, 11-0. Denzel like, nah, later for that. He starts throwing up some stuff. It's going in. Bagging his stuff. And Susan Batson, the acting coach, Ray's she's screaming at him, Ray, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And Ray looks at me and says, timeout, timeout. No timeout.
We should have won. We should have won.
He says, Spike. And the script says, I'm supposed to beat Denzel. Let me zip. I'm like,
it's Denzel, bro. It's Denzel. You don't understand this. It's Denzel.
But Denzel, it was. It was a better scene, too.
Oh, was it? Because of that.
Denzel knew that.
How fun is that?
I had heard that before, that it was supposed to be 11-0. And Denzel scores the first 2 points, right, TJ? Am I right about that? He scores the first 2 points, I think, in the final scene. And in one point, he does like a victory lap, kind of, when he goes up 2-0. And you could see Ray Allen just kind of looks at him like,
Ray called for time.
What are we doing?
It's like, no, the director says cut.
No, that's cut, Ray.
It's called cut from the director. You can't, like, call for 20. You can't have 20 seconds that's because so Denzel's beating you.
And then you're going to tell on Denzel? Like, Denzel's not following
the script. He's not following the script.
How about him asking Kobe first? And Kobe's like, the summer's for me, man.
Because Kobe would have been a... second year in the league.
Real early. Yeah. Can you imagine Kobe and Denzel? If Kobe had done that instead of Ray? You know?
It's one of those things you can't picture anyone other than Ray Allen.
Of course, because
Jesus,
he was terrific.
Yeah, he was amazing in that movie.
So everybody go check out the Jim Jackson Show pod, wherever you get your pods. And
Ray and Kobe were in the same draft class. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's it. Fun stuff. Fun show as well here. Yeah. Thanks for Deion Dawkins for stopping by. That was great. That was
three
great.
Bills.
Tommy P. That was funny. He's just like, wait a minute, three Buffalo Bills? I don't know, 300 pounds. Tom Pelissero and Michael Fassbender and Taylor Twellman. Next we chat. NFL free agency will have begun.